Hello and welcome to the Minutes with Mom podcast. I am Jerrica, your host. Today we're going to be talking about feeling overwhelmed as a mom. I recently read a blog post called Dear Overwhelmed Mom, Help is Here. It really struck me and kind of caused me to really think, what are some ways that I have dealt with the feeling of being overwhelmed throughout the last 10 years of my being a mom? You know, I'm a young mom. I have 6 children and I'm not even 30 years old yet. And I have had babies back to back. I've had babies where there's been a 3-year gap. I have boys and I have girls. I'm definitely not into the teenage years yet, but I feel like I have some wisdom where I can speak to the stresses of lots of littles. I can remember back to when my first daughter was just a toddler and thinking to myself, oh man, this is so much. She just wears me out. She has so much energy, from the feeding to the diaper changes to the teething to crying in the middle of the night for I don't know why, sleepless nights in the very beginning, all of those things that encompass just a new baby and the stresses and all of the things that come along with being a mom. And then you add into the mix another baby and another baby and another baby and another baby. And, you know, you start to feel overwhelmed just thinking about it. And so I just want to take some time today to encourage you that you're not alone when you feel overwhelmed. And it's okay to feel that way sometimes. It's a natural, normal human response to life. Oftentimes, we try to look at life and prioritize things in our life in kind of a totem pole way. We say, okay, God's at the top, and then it's my husband, and then it's my kids, and then, you know, so on and so forth. Well, I want to kind of mix that up a little bit and take a look at life if we put God at the center. Now, bear with me. Think of a wheel for a second. If you're looking at a bicycle, you have a center part, and sticking out of that center part, you have several different spokes that connect to the plastic, or I guess not plastic, but rubber wheel that surrounds the spokes. Now, if we put God at the center of that wheel, and on each spoke, we put things like our friends, our kids, our husbands, our marriage, quiet times, homeschooling if you homeschool, our jobs, all those different things that make up our lives, and we center them all around that middle piece being God, we will come to find that everything falls into place when God is at the center. When we put things on a totem pole, it's really not realistic because life happens. Life is real. Life is sometimes hard. Life kind of just takes you by surprise sometimes. It isn't predictable. As much as we would love for it to be that way, it's not predictable. And you know what? We have a God who's controlling everything, who is constantly growing us and shaping us. And sometimes that growing and shaping comes in ways that we really don't expect. For example, our 6th baby was born in January, and right before he was born, we found out that he was going to come with a cleft lip and cleft palate. And up until that point, we had never really experienced any really kind of medical issues with any of our children. I had had relatively easy pregnancies, I mean, by the book, never had blood pressure issues, none of those things. And when we discovered that Jonathan was going to be born with this special need, it really just threw us off. And there was a lot of emotions wrapped up into knowing that we were going to have this child come with, I don't want to say defect because he's beautiful and that's exactly how the Lord wanted him to be made. But you know, it's a little something different that just adds a little something extra to our lives. And I would be lying if I said that I wasn't afraid, because I was afraid. Not that I couldn't take care of him, but there are lots of hurdles that have to be jumped over when you have a child with special needs. And for our case, one of the biggest things that I dealt with was the fact that I wasn't going to be able to nurse him like I had some of my other babies. And it broke my heart just thinking, I'm not going to be able to have that bond. I won't be as close with him if I don't get to nurse him. And just all of those different things that encompass the whole experience of breastfeeding your baby. That was really hard for me. That was something that I had to come to terms with. It wasn't an easy labor process at all in any way. I actually wound up hemorrhaging in the process, and I almost lost my life, and Jonathan could have lost his. It could have been a very different scenario. And so there were all these things that just immediately threw stress and anxiety and so many elements that we really hadn't experienced in our lives up until that point. And so it caused us to take a step back and reevaluate, you know, where is God in all this? Is he kind of on the back burner? Where is he in all of this? And we came to realize that in many ways, our fears were stemming from the fact that God wasn't at the center of everything that we were doing. We were still trying to deal with things in our own way. We were trying to deal with the stress and the anxiety, knowing that Jonathan was going to be a different type of child. He was going to demand different things of us, and we really weren't ready for it. And I just want to encourage you that if you are facing something in your life, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in a friendship, whether it's in your mothering or in your pregnancy or whatever the situation is, check your heart. Figure out, where are you putting God? Are you trying to live your life like in a totem pole, or are you putting God at the center and allowing every element of life to spring forth from him being at the center? You know, another important thing to do is to ask yourself, why am I feeling overwhelmed? Why do I feel like this is too much? And if you're being honest, I really feel like you will find out what that answer is. For us, feeling overwhelmed in the beginning, anticipating the birth of our sixth baby, Jonathan, we realized that God wasn't at the center of everything. And that's why we were experiencing so many strained emotions and feelings. Some other questions that you might could ask yourself are you committed to too many things? Have you stretched yourself so thin that you have too many irons in the fire and you can't keep up with all of the things that you've committed yourself to? One of my friends, who is a fellow blogger, she constantly speaks to having to say no to things and the struggle that that is for her, and how she's had to learn that it's okay to say no, that you don't need to say yes to everything. And I completely can sympathize with that feeling. When I was growing up, I was in Christian school for the majority of my school years. And usually if you attend a small Christian school, there's really not a whole lot of extracurricular activities that you are able to be involved in, simply because there's just not as big of a budget for a private school versus the public school system and other various reasons. But in my high school years, I attended a public school, and I had all of these things at my fingertips. I had A&P classes, I had theater, I had band, I had choir, I had, you know, color guard and all these different things that I could involve myself in. Well, believe it or not, I volunteered myself to be a part and try out for just about everything that they had to offer that I could do. My first year in public school, I was on the cheerleading squad. I was in volleyball. I was a part of the choir. I had 2 A&P classes, and I was gearing up to take dual credit the following semester. I was stretched so thin, and I started my first real job. I busied myself so much, and I've always had the tendency to do that, to stretch myself way, way too thin. And I don't know, I guess I feel like I'm going to miss something if I'm not trying this or trying that. And, you know, I have had to relinquish things before that I'm in the middle of. I remember finally deciding to quit the cheerleading squad and going to the coach and just in tears, because I felt so bad for saying, I just have to quit the squad. I can't do this. It's too much. And, you know, sometimes we have to say no. And we have to, sometimes even things that we've already committed to, have to go back and say, you know what? I wasn't really wise whenever I made the decision to commit to this. And I'm sorry, but I'm just going to have to forego further involvement. And sometimes we have to do that. And those are hard things to do. Those are hard things to say. But if it helps us to better execute the important things in our lives, like being there for our family or being able to be available for a friend that really needs us or something like that, it's important that we say no and that we relinquish those things that we've committed ourselves to when we really shouldn't have. Another thing is, have you expressed how you're feeling to someone who can offer encouragement, be it your spouse, a friend, or even a pastor if it's a certain kind of situation? It's important that we are sharing these feelings that we have, especially with feeling overwhelmed, because especially being a mom, if we aren't careful with those feelings of I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed, I have anxiety, I can't do this, they will lead to more serious things, especially after you have a baby. It can lead to postpartum depression. And I kind of talked about this a little bit on my blog about how after having my third baby, I realized finally that I was suffering from postpartum depression. And I didn't know it up to that point. I wasn't talking to anybody about the way that I was feeling. I wasn't letting anyone know. I was keeping it all inside. I was doing a really good job of hiding it from my husband. I would just appear to be fine. And then once he left for work, I would go back into the bed and it was a really dark and sad place to be. And it's so important, so, so important that we have someone in our life that we can talk to and share those feelings with and say, look, I need you to pray for me. I need you to encourage me today. I'm having a really bad day. Or someone that can offer scriptures for you to meditate on. Anything that will offer encouragement so that you're not going through those feelings alone. Because when you're alone in those thoughts and feelings, that's when danger and bad things can happen. And please, please, please make sure that you are communicating with someone about those things. Another thing that we often overlook whenever we're feeling overwhelmed is, how is our diet? How are we eating? Are we eating tons and tons of sugar? Are we just thriving off of Starbucks caramel macchiatos? What is it that we're putting into our physical bodies to give us strength and energy? Or are we putting anything in it at all to give us strength and energy? And again, I have been terrible about this in years past. I love coffee. In fact, I love it probably way too much. And sometimes if I'm not paying attention, I will drink 3 or maybe even 4 cups in a day. And it's not because of the caffeine. I just literally love the taste of it. But that's not healthy for me. Those aren't the things that are going to fuel my body and give me the energy that I need and give me the mental energy that I need to deal with the different things that happen in my life. It's so important that what we're putting in our physical body to meet our physical needs is a priority as much as putting the spiritual things into our body that our spirit needs. And oftentimes we as mom, we are focused on feeding our family the best and making sure our husbands are this and all of those great things, and we neglect ourselves. We neglect to give ourselves the nutrition and the nourishment that we need. Another thing is sleep. If you are sleep deprived, absolutely will you feel overwhelmed, anxious, exhausted. I mean, all of those elements that come from a lack of good sleep habits and patterns. There are many bloggers who I have encountered that talk about in those beginning blogging years how they spent way too much time tweaking this or tweaking that or watching their numbers or working on social media or, you know, whatever it was. I too have been guilty of it. It's easy to do. I've not just done it with blogging. I've done it with homeschooling, you know, staying up into the wee hours of the morning, researching or reading this or doing that. It's easy to do, but if we aren't getting sleep, just like with the food, we will find ourselves tired, lethargic, really foggy in our brains and not really able to function. And also too, you will find that you are very short-tempered. It won't take a lot to set you off. And so combine bad sleep habits with tons of sugar, lots of caffeine, and you have a disaster on your hands. And so we need to be so cautious of the things that we're putting in our hearts and our minds for meeting our spiritual needs. And we also need to be cautious and aware of the things that we're putting in our body to meet our physical needs. One of the most important things when asking yourself, why am I overwhelmed, is are you having a consistent quiet and prayer time? I will say, when I get up early in the morning and I make myself a cup of coffee and I sit down at my desk and I pull out my Bible and I don't have my phone near me, I don't have the computer on, I don't have any of those things. It's just me, my Bible, and the Lord. My days are monumentally different. When I start my day off at the feet of Jesus, any feelings of being overwhelmed, anxiety, stress, anger, any of those things, they melt away because I'm sitting and spending my time where I need to, and that is with Jesus. And you know, oftentimes, this is another one of those things that for moms who have little kids, and hello, I'm a mom with 6 little guys, 8 years old and under, I forget how important it is to make quiet time and prayer a priority. Do I do it every morning? No. Do I experience the catastrophe that happens as a result of not making my quiet time and my prayer times a priority? Absolutely. So I want to encourage you, mom, if you are putting your quiet time and your prayer time on the back burner and it's an afterthought in your day, stop. Put God at the center. Make time with Him your absolute priority, because that puts Him at the center. From there stem all the other things that relate to our lives. It helps us be a better mom. It helps us be a better wife. It helps us be a better friend. It helps us just be a better person overall, because we're taking that time to spend in the Word, to spend in prayer with Him, and it affects our lives for the better. Now, having kids, sometimes the thing that is going to alleviate our feeling overwhelmed is to stop everything that we're doing, get down on the floor, and play the game that they've been asking you to play for the last week and a half. It is hard. I am not going to lie. I am a mom that's in the middle of doing one thing and has 15 other things already going on in my brain that I'm ready to do. And when my kids are saying, "Mommy, Mommy, will you please play Uno with me? Will you play tic-tac-toe with me? Will you play checkers with me?" I have a hard time stopping because I'm so task-oriented. I'm like, "Oh, we need to move, do this thing. Let's get that checked off. Let's move on to the next thing." It is difficult, but you know what? Sometimes the way you get rid of feeling overwhelmed is to stop, put your checklist down, sit there with those children, and just be their mom. Just be their mom. I know it's hard, but it is so worth it, so worth it, to see those smiling faces and to know that you have delighted their hearts to the umpteenth degree by sitting down and playing that game with them. When my kids have made a big deal about my spending that unplugged one-on-one time with them, it has brought the greatest amount of conviction to my heart, because I've realized that, again, I'm living my life in that totem pole way. I'm putting things above them. But again, with God at the center, everything falls into place and that wheel is turning exactly how it's supposed to. And so as moms, we have to constantly do heart checks. What am I focusing on? What is my center right now? What is my priority in life? Is it making sure that I'm being obedient in the ways that God says? Because if you are, all of those things are going to fall into place. You're going to have the right responses to your husband. You're going to have the right responses to your kids. You're going to have the right perspective and attitude and outlook when hard things in our lives happen. You're going to be able to respond correctly when that friend hurts your feelings. You're going to be able to do all of the things that are God-honoring when He is at the center. And so again, I know that it's normal to feel overwhelmed. It's normal to feel anxious. It's normal to feel scared, even in the midst of mothering. But I want to encourage you, don't let that stop you. Don't let the feelings of being overwhelmed stop you from living fully the calling that God has placed on your life, and that is being a mom. You're going to have days where you cry. You're going to have days where you just feel like you cannot do this anymore. But don't give in to those feelings. Don't make yourself feel like, I just can't. I can't keep moving forward. I can't do this. Throw yourself at the feet of Jesus. Let your worries and your anxiety and all of those things be taken on His shoulders, where He even says in Scripture, cast your cares on Him, because He cares about you. He does care about you. And again, know that you're not alone. Each of us moms are all in our own houses doing all the mom things that all of us do. And we're having good days together and we're having bad days, and you're not alone. Even though you feel like you're alone, you're absolutely not alone. And I hope that just by taking into consideration some of the things that I mentioned, asking yourself, why are you overwhelmed? Are you eating right? Are you feeding yourself spiritually just as much as you're feeding yourself physically? Are you getting good sleep? Are you spending that time in prayer and in the Word? I think that you will find those moments of being overwhelmed will become less and less. And I hope that God continues to work in your life and to grow you and shape you and mold you into the mom that He has called you to be. You're never going to be a perfect mom. You're never going to win the Pinterest Perfect Award, because no one is. It's just not going to happen. But I am grateful that we serve a God who is loving and He is forgiving, and He has so much mercy and so much grace, and He makes those mercies new every single day. We don't have to wake up thinking, oh man, I've already blown it. There's no way that I can regain this day for His good and His glory. You can. Just center Him in your life, and you will find that everything else will fall into place. I hope that you have found this message today to be encouraging, and that you will come back again tomorrow and be encouraged again. My name is Jerrica, and I blog at minuteswithmom.com. I also have a Periscope broadcast that is a part of my book club. We cover one book every week, and I would encourage you to check that out. I am Jerrica at Minutes with Mom on Periscope. You can also follow hashtag weekday book club. And every morning, weekday morning at 8 a.m., I have a new broadcast up, and I go over so many chapters of whatever book I'm covering that week. And I would just encourage you to check that out. I'm also on Facebook, and Instagram and Twitter at Minutes with Mom. Again, that's minuteswithmom.com, and I hope to encourage you and be a blessing to you again tomorrow. Thanks.